why I got to become a... I became a fan of theirs.
I see. In other words, you don't manage the group.
No, I wish I did manage the group.
Hey, team, but if you're going to wish you managed the group, wish you managed the Turtles, like Red Foster.
He's doing pretty well.
Sitting in my chair and thinking of the crowd I'm in with, thinking of the music I made, and all the things I don't want to give. Well, I'll take everything I want. The girls are fighting for me, but every time that I take one, the aim is supposed to pull up. Well, this is my life of sadness. This is the life I live. This is my life of gladness. This is the life I live. Last week I went to the graveyard. My dog was killed by a car. Feel the pain is started. He's dead, the thrills we still are. Suddenly we played in a dance. The public was very down, but it didn't for us a thing, cause we smoked ourselves again. Well, this is my life of sadness. This is the life I live. This is my life of gladness. This is the life I live. I still do, but to marry with the risk, but the things he wants he can do. Once we wear our jokes with him, we smoked and drink all night. At 12 we were told out, cause the house was seized in a crowd. This is my life of gladness. This is the life I live.
you got to hear that little keyboard riff. Otherwise, what's the point of using the backing music? That's just that would be a shame. Especially when you've got MC Paul Barnum as your backing tunes. I mean, what else could you ask for? It's the pregame show, I guess. what we call it when we go before tonight's main feature. And yeah, I'm going to be on with my regular Dime Store Radio Theater show at their normal time. But a Barno couldn't make it tonight. And so I thought I'd dust off a couple of these Ken Nordine Word Jazz episodes from the half-hour show that he used to do. I couldn't find a lot of information about broadcast dates and when he recorded these or anything like that. And I wonder if there's a Ken Nordine nerd out there who happens to know and could forward me some useful info, because really the best I could find was just a couple of links to different MP3 repositories of all the different episodes, which I ain't going to argue with that. But yeah, I've been a fan of these for a while. Ken Nordine, special place in my heart. I actually just scored a copy of the Son of Word Jazz LP not too long ago. So definitely someone who I always learn a little something from when I listen to one of his old shows. So why don't we get into it? It's the pregame show here today, filling in for Cheek and Tongues Radio, a fill-in shows installment, as I like to say. And yeah, let's have Mr. Nordine take over. Be seeing you, or at least on the other side.
Are you ready?
Here it is.
Ken Nordine's Word Jazz. Stare with your ears.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you better explain. That's what I do, Ken. I'd explain.
Ever think about how something begins? It could be this radio show. It could be this. It could be anything. Could be a drop of water. How it gets started. I figure something has to be stopped. Maybe a water rivulet has to be stopped before a drop can get started. See, the water from the stopped water rivulet goes over an edge, let's say. See? And then, see it there? Slowly, beautifully, the water forms itself into a drop. And then, as the drop grows in size, as it slowly takes shape and gets heavier, until it's too heavy and it finds itself plummeting through space. A beautiful, fantastic, topsy-turvy optical fact of falling water drop, running finally up against down. Splashing into splinters of watery wet, a fountain of droplets. And all the while, just above, there's another getting ready, almost ready to drop. And we, inside, plummet down again. Down we go into dawn. We splash back on noon, slip into puddle by dark, and then... What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, sorry. How does anything begin? How about now? Now, what's happening? Word jazz. Oh. Here we are, you and I.
I am Word Jazz. Word Jazz.
Here we are with something imaginary in the trembling air between us.
Word Jazz. Word
Jazz. Where? Will the imaginary take us this time?
Word Jazz.
You know, sometimes I wonder where I've been and where I'm going. Don't you? And sometimes I wonder how to explain. Isn't so easy to be simple. It isn't so easy to be plain. Yeah, plain and simple. That's what I'd like to be, wouldn't you? Clear as a crystal, like they say. Then you could look right through me, and you could see the games that I play, and I could see the games that you play. Like, take a look down this street, one that my mind likes to walk. You see all the doors? See all the windows? Imagine they all kind of talk. And that you, in your quick looking into, will see the same as I see. Or maybe it's got to be different. As different as you are from me. Some people love when it's easy. Some want a mountain to climb. Some people laugh at the trouble. Some people hate all the time. This tick-tocking tick-tock that you and I call now. This curving out space between here and there. The ways that we sense what is happening. The fact that we care and don't care. Maybe the street that we're walking, with all of its windows and doors, will take us to where. Forevermore. Where? Come through this door. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder. I was thinking about time. Don't you? Funny thing about time. Sometimes I wonder. The way it keeps ticking away. How to explain. Day after night after day. Isn't so easy. And each of us only have so much of it. To be simple. And we. Isn't so easy. Run out of time. To be plain. Now some of us get cheated. Plain and simple. And some of us get more of it than others. That's what I'd like to be. 80 Clear as crystal. How many tick-tocks that is? Yeah, you could look green. I figured it out. Into the plane. All those TikToks, each and every year. Take a look down this street. If you live 80 years and 10, sometimes I wonder. That'd be 2,207,520,000. Sometimes I wonder. 1,000 TikToks. How to explain. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't so easy. Forgot about leap year. Oh. To be simple. That's extra. And plain. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. That's yeah, you'll come with me, won't you?
Like sure. To be.
I think you'll like where we go. Where we go.
Clear as crystal.
Sometimes we'll get there fast. And sometimes we'll get there slow. See all those windows and doors?
Isn't so hard.
They'll take us to where we can remember.
Better be simple.
Dreams of forevermore. The tick-tocking time
so
that we call now. The curving of space here and there.
It isn't so easy.
The ways that we sense what is happening. The fact that we care and don't care. Come along with me now. We'll see where we go. Inside this radio show.
I love you, Edna.
Edna.
My honky-tonk girl.
Edna.
I love you, Edna.
Edna.
My honky-tonk girl.
Hey, Edna.
Got your name tattooed on my head.
It's Edna.
Edna.
Edna, he loves you.
I love her.
I love her.
Oh, I love her.
Dumb day comes, and quick as snap,
ball apart begins.
Mr. Maybe Not So Smart grins his silly grins. Clown around goes grumble down Dead End Avenue. Isn't that all huff and puff? Running through the glue. Blues Day sings its gray of hope. Slightly out of tune. Laughter stuffs her cotton ears, pricks a kid's balloon. Lady Snake does bumps and grinds, throbbing Blinko's eyes. Edgy bites off fingernails, shorter than is wise. Ends day starts out with a bang. Whimper wanders by. Tells the deaf on Mumble Street. Handkerchiefs can cry. Poo-poo-poos the notion down. Crowds are here to sway. Evil has sufficiencies equal to the day. Thursday follows. Focus shot. Bottom bottle glass. Fuzzy snaps of one and all's graduating class. Hard to see just where we've been. Tick tock takes a fade. Oh, if you meet sweet sunny shine, save a little shade. Cry days, baby, maybe laughs. Tickle deep inside. Doctor, no, no, shakes his head slowly, side to side. Opposite and just the same. Sunset sleeps with dawn. Bleak ends yawn in front of each. Glad that cry day's gone. Shatterday the pieces break. Fall apart's complete. Seems that Mr. Smithereens had a fate to meet. Told you so, now tells again. Get your cliches worth. Wish the meek could get it all, even just the earth. Stunday smiles as if it's high. Doubtful Tommy prays, gibberish upon his tongue. testing faithful ways. Congregations congregate, guess they always will. Huddle happy, lean on me. Lonely hearts are ill. 7 ways to see the meek, 7 kinds of cruel. Don't you let them get you down, don't you be a fool. Sure as shoots, tomorrow comes, if you're here or not. Grab the goodies while you can. Hell is awful hot. Now, let me explain how it works. You know, you take this pin, see?
Yeah.
And I... Ooh! No, I just stuck it in the end of my hand there a little bit. Now, at once, messages are sent along nerve fibers up to the brain, telling the brain what's happening. A little pinprick pain usually means that damage is being done. In this instance, to the cells and tissues right where the point of the pin went. And your brain has to know about it so it can stop what's going on.
Oh, I see.
And pulls away. But on the way up to your brain...
What happens?
The sensory nerves pass through a kind of a miniature telephone exchange with its own switchboard. Here it passes the bad news about the pin to the motor nerves, which are... nearby.
Motor nerves?
Yes, yes.
Sorry to say this, but there's a pinprick on your finger.
Oh.
Pass the word along, will you please?
Messages are sent down to the motor nerve fibers. The muscles contract, bones move, and you snatch your hand away from the sharp point before the pin can do any more damage. Reflex action. It happens before your brain knows what has hurt you. But a fraction of a second later, when the pain message reaches your brain.
Oh, no.
Hey, brain.
Hey.
This is pain.
Yes.
Something is coming up to see you.
I know.
Say something.
I know.
You probably exclaim, ouch. Then you look at the scratch to see how serious it is. Your eyes, sensory organs, may send the message to your brain describing the scratch in detail.
Brain, this is the eye.
Yes.
Like you to know that there's a slight indentation on the index finger of the right hand. Self-inflicted, I presume. There's a little drop of blood there. Nothing serious. Glad you set out, though. Good going, Brain.
Then the pin drops to the floor. You hear a faint tinkle as it falls on the floor.
Where's that?
Your ears, see? They're sensory organs, too. They send a message to the brain.
Hey, brain!
Yes.
This is the ears!
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the right ear.
Yes.
I heard it first. It was closer to me. Yeah, the pin fell on the floor right down there. See it? Thought you'd like to know.
Brain kind of says thanks without a voice.
What about the bleeding?
And you go down, you pick up the pin. The motor nerves are going to work now, activating your muscles. And the sensory nerve endings in your fingers are busy as little bees. They feel the coldness and the hardness of the pin, its shape and its size. And they tell the brain...
Hey, brain! This is the fingers. Fingers of the right hand, yeah. We've discovered a little pin here. It feels cold and hard and very sharp. Watch it, huh? Yes, it's lying next to a piece of paper.
And all these messages tell your brain that you are actually picking up a pin.
Don't get blood on the carpet.
And not picking up the piece of paper.
Please don't get blood on the carpet.
Now, that's just a simple thing.
Yes, don't get blood on the carpet.
Isn't it?
It is.
I think so. Now, when you see a girl, the eyes go out and they say,
Hey, brain. Now, this is the eye. Don't look now, but she's a cutie.
She is.
She is.
Ooh.
A little tall.
Yeah.
8.5 feet tall.
That's a lot of woman.
A little heavy. I 200 pounds, but not an ounce of fat there.
No, she's lovely.
Quite a girl.
Edna.
Yes, an Amazon.
I love you.
And your brain gets more and more excited. This is the first chance you've had to consort with an Amazon.
Next is a blowing systolic murmur of greater intensity.
Hearing turns
this,
around.
This is also heard. A low pitch,
get away from me, you fool!
Murmur.
Sorry, this is the ear. You heard that, brain?
Yeah.
She's too big for you. Forget it.
She's too big for me. That's the way it is. Another rebuff. Fortunately, you're married. Several times.
Big for me.
Yes. You've got 18 wives. Yes, a regular harem. You know it's illegal, but
too big for me.
You're a Turk, and you don't mind at all. It's a little hard, hiding out in a small Iowa town with 18 wives.
Very difficult.
You're the kind of guy that can do it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because
yes.
You fit in, even with your dark, pointed beard and your burnous.
Yes.
Boy.
Your oil field.
You're the Sheik of Araby.
The Sheik of Araby. One of the greatest harmonica players ever.
Never heard of him.
Spent every penny that he's made on oil.
Yeah?
Just to learn how to play.
Is he any good?
That's what his life is all about now. Goes from country to country. Playing harmonica.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Travels around in a Rolls Royce. Got a little harmonica. It's an ornament for the radiator cap.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
He plays in the back seat. There's his driver wearing the burnous. Smiles mysteriously in the front seat. Oh, to what lengths richness will take a man. Here he has millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And all he wants to do is...
all he wants to do... is play his harmonica.
Well, I can understand that, you know.
And he does play well.
Different strokes for different folks.
See? All the gasoline that you bought...
Yeah.
Brought a little beauty... into the world.
That's just a little cheap harmonica.
It's unusual to see him, though. Traveling around the Midwest like this.
I'd like to see him with a group.
In the back seat of a Rolls Royce.
Sort of a closet harmonica player.
You know what he wants more than anything?
No, what?
A gig.
A gig?
In some little honky-tonk.
That should be easy.
Or maybe, just maybe...
with his money?
Someone will stop in... and hear him.
He could buy a honky-tonk.
Give him a break.
Yeah, he could make his own break.
Say, come on. Sheik. Shake a leg.
He can get anything.
You're gonna go to the big time.
With the money he has.
You're gonna play on all the big shows.
He could get anywhere.
You're gonna make it. It isn't just your money.
No, it's the way you
it's
play.
It's the way you play.
It's the way you play.
The way... is the way that you play.
The subject is well worth going into.
Okay, let's go into it.
Personal analogies.
Let's go into it.
Write the names of people that you know.
Okay.
All of them, you know.
Oh, it's Harold.
On a piece of paper.
Doris.
And... In each turn, choose a subject. Color, it could be a food, drink, some street, material.
Ingrid.
And you write those across the top.
Irene.
And then everybody sets to and writes against each person's name the nearest analogy he can
bean
think of.
Bag.
In the different subjects.
Okay.
You can read them out afterward, and no one need explain why he thinks you're scarlet or putty colored or like suet pudding or... Pesh Melba, or Bond Street, or City Road. It's a good way of paying compliments.
Okay.
And also,
yeah.
paying off old scores.
Game engrown.
Or take a four-letter word is chosen. Say the word gnat.
Or love.
Gnat.
Gnat.
Yeah, the mosquito that never made it. And written in capital letters downwards.
M.
And each person playing the game then provides a category. English musicians, Roman emperors, hothouse flowers, beverages, anything. And each player has to write down four of each category, beginning with the initial letters provided.
It's a net.
Easy, perhaps, but no one ever obtains full marks. Naturally, the category each player gives is one which he himself will shine. At least, he will have all four filled in there.
Game.
And then you have a time limit. Game.
Game. I love games.
Games.
You
play
games?
I like games.
What games
do you play? Golf?
Oh, yeah.
Tennis?
Yeah, I play tennis, yeah.
Chess?
Chess, I play chess, yeah.
Checkers?
Checkers, I play
Marshall.
Checkers, yeah.
Chinese checkers?
Oh, not so much.
Backgammon?
I can't play backgammon.
Poker?
Poker, I'm favorite.
Gin rummy?
What? Gin rummy? Yeah.
Canasta?
Well, yeah.
I wonder if there are any big canasta teams. You know, the newspaper, they have bridge games that they line up. Practically play for you.
Yeah, North South
advise East you how to get better and better at it.
Yeah, they don't do that for canasta.
Well, there's
No, for hearts.
If gambling could be considered a game. Yeah, that's a game.
Yeah, it is a game.
Dice is a game. Dice.
You'd like to play dice?
Horse betting. They have that in the paper, too.
Dice? Or horse betting?
Just in the illegal part.
Oh, yeah.
They have only gambling in certain sections. It's quarantine.
You're only certain states.
You can gamble in the quarantine section, but you can't gamble out of, you know, it wouldn't be right.
They're going to make it so you can gamble in the shuttle.
It would be a marvelous thing to have a television show. It would be just a pair of dice in a guy's hand.
Hey.
Shaking the dice all night long.
It'd be on cable television.
And people could gamble at home.
Oh, yeah. It'd
be a great job for a guy.
With their credit
what
cards.
Do you do for a living? Oh, I shoot dice on TV.
Hey, I seen your hand.
Oh, you have beautiful hands. Can I see your hands?
Yeah, I seen them.
Oh, that's a... You have a lovely hand.
Yeah, that's a...
Ever have a bad night, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You threw a lot of bad numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't care. Oh, you... You read with the other hand.
Yeah, of course. You gotta do something.
Very good. Yeah.
Been reading the 100 great books.
This is a... radio program. Would you... Do you think you could play for us here?
Sure.
Come on, Sammy. Come on, Sammy.
I love the way you drum your fingers.
Come on, Sammy.
Marvelous. You do have
come
talent.
On, guys.
Oh, by the way, you don't know Sammy. Me. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Ken.
Ooh. Baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Ken. That's all.
Come on, Dice.
Ooh.
Nordine.
Well, here we are. Kind of nice. Makes you wonder where beginnings end. And where endings begin. Doesn't it?
If you'd like a CD of what you've just heard, you can get one by calling 1-800-327-6986. Ask for program number 1. The toll-free number again is 1-800-327-6986. Program number 1. For a catalog of what's available, the email address is nordine@wordjazz.com. Oh, tell a friend to listen.
I can't speak for the availability of these on CD if you call that number. But at one point, they were available on CD if you called that number. So that's kind of cool. And that's Word Jazz, which I remember hearing, as I've mentioned in the Digital Salon, on NPR way back when I was a youth. Although the more I try to find information about Word Jazz and when it aired and whatnot, I am coming up short. The Googles, they do nothing. Who knows? Maybe I'm misremembering everything and these were available way later. Some question about when can be pinpointed by some of the Word references. Laura Panic noticed that he uses the phrase bump and grind, so I remember hearing that at least in the early mid-90s. That was the first time I remember hearing it, but it could have been earlier than that. But it also could have been that this was a typically strange bit of wordplay by Mr. Nordin, and yeah, who knows? Maybe we get the phrase bump and grind from him. You never know. Yeah, this is the pregame show, as we like to say. When I was a program director at another radio station and it had a show where sometimes I would come in very early to get some other work done and then do my show. And if no one was there and there was nothing on, I would sometimes do what I called the pregame show, where I would throw on a whole bunch of other stuff that would kind of auto-mix back and forth. We had these pair of CD players that would play CD1 would play one track, and then it would bump to CD2, and CD2 would play one track, and then they would bump back. And oh man, I took advantage of that. And we just throw in like any two random albums that I could think of, and preferably compilation albums, but whatever. And sometimes I would have, you know, 2 hours of pregame show that I was listening to while I was, you know, filing paperwork or whatever. Anywho, let's get into episode 2 here before we start Dime Store Radio Theater officially. This is the pregame show here, covering for Barna, who is fine. People were asking. He's fine. He's just unavailable today, and so I stepped in to fill in. And we've got Imaginos and H and Red Door What For and Ypsilanti, Laura Panic, Gorilla Fella, and let's see, WR, and Wenzo. Hanging out, and this is lovely, because it's nice to have a good group of friends to hang out with when you're having a slow start to your Monday, and you're not feeling it today. You're not in the mood. Everything's dumb. Ugh. But maybe Mr. Nordin can help. We'll see. And yeah, stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater, which is afterwards. The real show that I do on a Monday night. This is just the pregame show.
Psst, PSST. Are you ready?
Here it is.
Ken Nordin's Word Jazz.
Proudly presented by...
You know who. Stare with your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine. a tape recorder with total recall.
Good idea.
It would remember everything.
I remember.
Yeah, here we are inside this tape recorder.
A place where I was.
That remembers... Remembers everything.
A long time ago, it's in my mind's eye.
Oh. Everything that ever happened to you.
I know, it's just on the tip of my tongue.
Or that happened to me.
Yeah, oh, if I could only recall.
A slow.
But I can't remember.
Yeah, but there's nothing to play it back on.
Can't remember. Nothing.
Nothing to play it back on.
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 Ain't nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Dreams. Ain't nothing.
nothing I remember to play it back on. What good is it? What good is it?
That was it. I remember now. I was singing that silly song. Polly Wally Doodle of the Day.
Summer balls can hardly go.
Here we are.
Yeah. As you listen, we're jazz.
You ready?
We're jazz. Here we are.
I'm ready.
You and I. Here we are with something imaginary in the trembling air.
Like what?
Between us.
Like what?
We're jazz.
We're jazz.
Oh. Oh. Where will the imaginary take us this time?
We're jazz.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. Okay.
Ever think of writing your life story? Yeah, I think about it every now and then myself. Except, there's so much that I don't remember. I don't mean that I haven't got a good memory, but there's so much that that I forget. Like, I don't know what I was doing 2 weeks and 3 days ago. I just don't. Maybe I could reconstruct, but from little hints here and there, maybe things that I write on the calendar. But that's just in such a gross way. I could say, well, I was in such and such a place, and maybe then I could recall. But going back, you know, the whole history of your life, think of all that you've forgotten. And that you can't help it. You just forget.
How many seconds?
I know a guy who's been working on a way to help us remember. He's got this tape recorder that records at such a slow speed, almost lava slow, that you can put a whole lifetime on one reel of tape. Everything that is, you know, that you've ever said or would be on this one tape, and you'd be able to remember. The trouble is he has no machine to play it back on.
In every 24 hours.
No machine will play it back.
How many days and nights in an average life? 25,000.
History is the bunk. No question about it. For this reason. Everything that you leave out conditions the truth. Of course, you put certain things in. But think of all that you leave out. For example, the history of great men forgets the mass of people that surrounded them. Some housewife that was in the crowd cheering. Some bootmaker off on the side yelling, yes, yes. Totally forgotten in the history books. Just part of the crowd. But even the great people, think of all that's been left out. Think of all that we don't know about any great person that you can think of.
Like whom?
Think of all that we don't know about Abraham Lincoln, say, or
pretty important. We know some about
or Herman Melville, or Albert Einstein, or Shirley Temple, or Juan Perón,
map of the
Tom Reed, or Franny Cosgrove. Look at all the things that we don't know about each other. You can see why Henry Ford said that history is the bunk. He knew how much had been left out. And now you and I know too.
A lot is left out. A lot is left out. Is left out.
Is left in.
Telephone's ringing.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this, ouch, ouch.
Hello.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Crouch?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad I got in touch with you. I'm in a funny place.
Oh?
Yeah, it's a little strange here, and I've been, I meant to get in touch with you before, but, well, here I am, trapped in this, chamber. Have you ever been in a chamber?
Well, only a couple times.
Well, this is a, very strange chamber that I think they use percussive sound effects. And can you hear them?
Yes.
And actually, what happened? You see, I made a terrible mistake. I told someone there was a fly in their TV tube because there really was. Did you hear about it?
No.
You didn't? Well, see, this was an old fly from a couple of years. Yeah, it's an old set. It's a black and white set. And there's a fly in there that's been in there. Do flies breathe?
I think so.
Well, you see, it seems to me that with a tube like that, that there'd be no oxygen. And it's really a very old fly.
They don't breathe very much.
I know it mustn't be. But you see, what happens is it, you know, the phosphor on the tube inside, there's little footprints where he's been walking. Very, very strange. And I think he's stealing a little phosphor, you know, this phosphor that's on his little feet. He's got six little feet. And I think he's been fraternizing with the early firefly. Tom?
Yeah?
Are you there?
I am.
Hey, it makes me feel much better just talking to you.
Well, I'm glad.
You know, that I knew this friend who would catch flies, actually, anesthetize them with fly ether, and while they were under, he would tie little tissues to their tails and little messages on them, and then when they came to, they would fly around his advertised study. It was a very strange thing to do. Another friend who, with fireflies, he caught all he could get in June and kept him in a state of suspended illumination and sold him to a large department store at Christmas. Tom.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am.
Tom, come back.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm here.
Where's that?
I'm not at all certain. It's a vessel of some sort.
Oh, there we are. That was easy. Yeah, the edges of this chamber are very oily.
The edge of the chamber. The edge.
Sliding down this, all the way from Alaska, energy coming closer to the Midwest. An oil slick. Oh my God. Oil slick. At Walden's Pond. The Row. Ho, 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 ho. Henry. The Row. Gotta go.
Where are you gonna go?
Okay.
I gotta go.
Where are you gonna go?
Years ago, people used to play hands. They'd make little noises with their hands. You know, some of them got to be so good they could play tunes.
Really?
Well, that's a little hard to do. Let's see.
But tunes like what? Funny Valentine?
I think rhythm is the answer.
Oh, yeah, I'll join in.
Yeah, just hand rhythm. That'll be it.
Consciousness is not in the body, yeah, but the body is a concept, yeah, in consciousness, see? In the old brain, the brain centers,
anything
were considered to be
you need,
the seat of feeling and thought,
anything
in the new,
it puts out
feeling and thought are known to be in consciousness,
anything
and the brain centers,
even greed.
But their avenues,
everything,
the old educational methods,
wanted,
deal primarily with the development of the conscious mind,
it used to be
through its avenues,
everything,
the cerebral nervous system.
You'd ever wish for.
The new educational method concerns itself primarily with the unfoldments of the self and subconscious mind, through its avenue, the sympathetic nervous system.
The cerebellum is the brain of equilibrium. Functionally, it is a sort of central switchboard. Carrying on the work of coordination. The cerebellum coordinates the muscular activity of the body in time and space. It automatically produces orientation of the body as a whole to its surroundings. Nervous system is the home of the subconscious in the body. The subconscious automatic coordination of the muscular activity becomes more delicate in exquisite balance when the cerebellum functions under rhythm.
Ceiling and perceived a host of bodiless heads.
Gosh.
Like cherubims.
Yes.
With such comical expressions.
They're funny.
Such jovial physiognomies.
They're so funny.
And so profoundly happy. A look that I couldn't help but share in their hilarity. Their eyes were wrinkled about. Their mouths were widened.
Wrinkled.
And their nostrils
their
flared. Their grimaces would have brought joy to the spleen personified.
People in the ceiling? Really?
Do you think you can get away with this?
No, I don't. No, we can't. Never.
We'll have you in the booby hatch in no time at all.
I know. Straight jacket. Straight jacket again. Straight jacket and all. I'll go quietly.
Here we are on the ceiling.
I promise to be good.
Floating.
I'll take my pills.
Above the crowd.
Anything you've got.
Here we're on the ceiling.
So it's tranquilizing.
Tranquil. Every now and then, something beautiful happens.
All the time.
Tranquil. Brilliantly aged bottle of wine.
Something. Oh, I'll have some.
Or someone trying to sell something.
Like what? I'll buy.
Good idea.
I'll buy.
Right now.
He's gonna buy.
He's gonna buy.
Telephone call.
Is this the supervisor?
Telephone.
Supervisor, sir? Is it? Are you the supervisor?
Yes, I'm the supervisor.
Well, I've been trying to get this number for T. Pole, P-O-L-E.
Pole.
Tad Pole. He's an excellent friend. I saw him just, you know, when he started out. He's been a little jumpy lately. You know how that is. And here I am in this swamp, and I can't get any help from the phone company at all. This is ridiculous. Can you help me? You are the supervisor. Or do you have a supervisor?
Everyone has a supervisor.
Well,
hello?
Hang on.
Hello?
I've lost mine.
Hello? Oh, no.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
My supervisor.
Hello? Hello?
Crocodile.
Goodbye.
Tears.
Goodbye.
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 Have you ever seen a crocodile cry? Have you?
One should never smile at a crocodile.
Oh, after a while, you can't help but smile. Have you ever tried to do acupuncture on a crocodile?
No.
You need an electric drill. It's really something.
Hippopotamus. Elephants.
Just think.
I'm thinking.
That's all it is. Just think.
I think.
Brain jockeys. That's what they say.
Brain.
Where should we bring our jock now?
Safety glass.
There's a call. Line two.
You know, Tom, it makes me feel much better.
Tom Steel.
For Tom Crouch.
I'm glad to hear that.
Slightly. And you'll have to come up and see our shelf. You know, you can come up here and read our label as
read.
We do.
Read the label. Seed the grave.
All right.
Oh, nice.
I will make arrangements. I'm going up to Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Where?
Dig an underground.
Spread Eagle. Spread Eagle.
Well, studio.
Spread Eagle?
And up where, what do they call that stuff that the Navy wants to have for the Northwoods? A kind of a
low bar.
It's a kind of a low frequency sonar. So they'll know where submarines are all over the world. Well, I'm going to build right over that. Magnetic field, and with this piano player that I found, it's just marvelous. I'm gonna go up there and sing
excellent.
Some of the old tunes, you know.
Excellent piano.
The great tunes of yesterday.
Immediate seating.
I can't remember the lyrics, that's my problem. Sort of a scat kind of duty.
Stay in line, please. You will be served.
I think there's a future for that, particularly for people like me who can't remember lyrics. Maybe I can just change the lyrics here.
Like what?
My buried roots.
My buried roots.
My branching twigs.
My branching
good
twigs.
Good twigs. My trembling leaves.
My trembling leaves.
Bartender,
if I had a piano player like this once in a lifetime.
Yeah, what's his name?
Lost in a little semi-holiday somewhere in...
What's his name?
Hey, I'm over here, Sam.
People smoking around the piano bar.
Who's
the faraway smile on his face. His name is Ralph, by the way.
Oh, Ralph.
You ever hear anybody play like that?
Hey, Ralph. Would you,
my buried roots.
Would you play My Buried Roots for me, please?
My branching twigs.
Your what?
Where's he going? Steve's got already into another tune. I have to think of some other words.
He branched into a bridge.
Yes.
I'm twigged off.
He's twigging out.
In the outer lobby only.
Well.
Well.
Smoking in the outer lobby.
Da-da-da-dee.
Well, well, well.
You ever sung?
Yeah. I have.
Really?
A great deal.
I My problem was I could carry a tune, but it kept slipping out of my arms.
Pretty corny.
You have an arm full of notes, and there they are. It's sort of like...
Hey, you dropped your notes,
well,
buddy.
It was like trying to play Chinese checkers on a slow boat to China.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. That's
marbles rolling across the circle.
Poker, that's what you play.
Hey, wait a minute.
Can't play.
I shouldn't have had the operation.
What operation?
No. What is it, Doc? What is it? What is it?
The harsh character of a murmur is caused by its rough, higher pitch.
The first case, murmur replaces the first sound.
Yeah? Ah, it's much better. Oh, Doc, I feel so much better. Wouldn't you feel better?
Oh, I would, yeah.
Oh, no, that's all heart. Yeah, that is where I was at. Just think of it. Where to stop? Take a look. Hey, hey. Where are we? I don't know. How'd we get here? Teleportation, I think.
Teleportation?
Yeah, that's how we got here.
But they're yesterday people.
I know.
See?
Uh-huh, I know.
See the funny clothes they're wearing?
Yeah, they don't think they're funny.
Guys are all dressed in dresses.
Well, that's a style.
Oh, fancy clothes, and they're wearing wigs.
Yeah, the girls wear slacks.
Long, curly hair.
Hats.
Look like dandies.
That's the way it was in the century.
Like peacocks.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
I'll wait till I tell the guys at the bar.
They won't believe
we were here.
They won't believe us.
They won't believe us.
No, they won't.
There's a guy that looks just like...
Who?
Blinko. Yeah, see his eyes? Blinking?
Yeah, that's Blinko.
He's the fat guy. See, the big fat guy?
Yeah.
Playing the bassoon?
Is that what that is?
Sure looks like Bernax.
Bernax, yeah. Spinning image.
And that skinny guy on the harpsichord. What a string bead.
He is a string bead.
She looked funny in the with her nice colors. I like purple and chartreuse together.
A good combination.
Yeah. Look at the king over there. Giving the queen a little kiss. Little sly.
King Lear.
She likes it.
Of course.
No. Have you heard about the 50 stars?
No, no. What about?
The 50 hits?
50
of country music?
No.
What
is it like?
50 country music greats which will live forever.
What's the chance? Give me some information.
Buck Owens.
Who?
Sweethearts in Heaven.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline, Stop the World and Let Me Off.
Oh, great.
Joe jokes. Mathis, a Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, I like that.
Seasons of My Heart with George Jones.
How come they have this band?
Cowboy Copas, Mom and Dad's Affair.
Isn't this
the
a Blue
Sky Boys.
Marching band?
Doing Just Because. And Jimmy Dean doing What This World Needs.
It's an excellent band.
My Pillow by Roger Miller. Yes, and there's... Imagine listening to the Gypsy of all time greatest of country music singing one of his greatest hits. All on two of the most beautiful country records ever created. Let us send this remarkable two-record album to you. You listen to it for 1 week without risk. You must agree it's the most beautiful country music ever made. Or this amazing low price will be refunded at once.
If you just move
you hear
on
that?
Down, folks.
Refunded at once.
Follow me, if you will.
This offer is for a
limited
time.
Move right along here and get inside this person's brain.
Hey.
Isn't that a sight to see?
Sure is.
We're inside his brain.
Never been here before. I bet you've never seen anything like this. Never, never before. No, ever, never. A brainstorm. Look at it. Does amazing things, doesn't it? It affects the entire brain.
Uh-huh.
The cortex, the cerebellum,
medulla oblongata, even the spinal cord, all the piezoelectricity. Moving. Look. Inside of a brain store. Oh, what a beautiful store. See, what happens is this. There's a tension that builds up inside your brain.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, thought is released.
Oh.
And you're having a brainstorm.
Oh.
You've had brainstorms, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I have.
What kind of brainstorms?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what I do is a brainstorm.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's... Sometimes it's not much of a storm. It's more of a gentle uprising, a sort of a front coming through, a kind of atmospheric draft moving across the farther reaches of whatever each of us is.
Hmm. What are we?
What are we, anyway?
Yeah, what are we?
Who are you?
Me, Ken Norton.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like a CD...
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Van Dyke Seance Case.
Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. I'm a private detective. And as long as I've been in this business, I've found only four things that really make this racket worthwhile. Women, money, women, and more money. Don't misunderstand me, I've got other habits too. I drink lots of milk, go to the pipes, dance Meanest Grumbo west of Ebbets Field and write fan letters to June Allison. But no matter how you slice it up, it still boils down to the same ghastly facts. To drink the gallons of milk, you've got to have loot. To go to the fights, you've still got to have it. But you add a little something, or a big something, as the case may be. That's right, a woman. Then if you're going dancing, you like to go to a nice place. Nice place? That's an 8x10 dance floor supported by bodies of patrons who couldn't pay the $12 minimum. So now you get into more money, and there you are. Women, money, more women, and more money. About the fan letters to June Allison? Who knows? She never writes back anyway. To show you how I make this money that gets me into so much trouble, let me tell you about a case I got mixed up in. It all started last week during a seance.
Quiet, please, quiet. Now, if you will please place your hands on the table, Mrs. Van Dyke. Lightly, just for fingers touching.
Dr. Langley, I'm so excited.
Please, Mrs. Van Dyke. Professor must have complete silence.
Oh, I'm sorry, but what's he doing?
He's going into his trance.
Dr. Langley.
He's contacted the outer circle.
I feel your presence. Who are you?
Doctor, that voice is calling me.
Not too loud. You'll break the contact.
But Myrna's my first name.
Listen.
Spirit, speak again. Who are you?
I am Lillian Van Dyke.
That's Mother. Mother? Mother?
Mrs. Van Dyke, you must relax. If you continue to disturb the contact, your mother will leave.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Spirit, I feel that you have a message for someone in this room. Spirit, have you such a message?
I am.
Then speak.
Myrna.
Oh, yes, Mother?
You are in grave danger. Guard yourself. Rely on Dr. Langley. He will help
Yes, Mother. What else? Mother?
Oh, contact has been broken. The mother will not return again today.
Oh, will I be able to speak with her again, Professor? I must speak with her again. She said I was in some kind of danger.
If you will return here tomorrow, Mrs. Van Dyke.
Mother said to rely on you, Doctor. I intend to.
I assure you, your confidence will be rewarded, Mrs. Van Dyke. In the meantime, I suggest you go home and get some rest.
Yes, this experience has been rather trying. Goodbye, Professor. I shall see you tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, dear lady.
Coming, Doctor?
I wish to consult with the professor for a moment. I'll be right along.
Very well, Doctor. I'll wait in the car. Goodbye again, Professor, and bless you.
Goodbye, and bless you, you old goat.
Take it easy. Village gets out the front door.
Okay.